This week's Parsha is Parsha's Kedoshim. We have the special opportunity this year of having Kedoshim by itself, not together with Acharimot, which many years it's together as a double Parsha. And so it gives us the opportunity to focus on a couple of ideas that you have specifically in Kedoshim. One is this idea of being holy. God says, Kedoshim to you, ki kadoshani. Be holy because I'm holy. Now, what does it mean to be holy? So Rashi explains it has to do with the area of sexuality, where we separate ourselves from sexual issues. That's where you can find holiness. So we separate ourselves from those urges and actions, and that's where you find Kedusha. That's where you find holiness. Ramban Nachmanides says, no, actually, what Kedoshim to you is coming, it's something different, it's more. I mean, Rashi looked perhaps at the prohibitions that came earlier in Acharimot about the forbidden relations, and then he was saying Kedoshim to you is the idea within that context. How do you become holy? Based on those forbidden relations that have to do with sexual issues. Ramban Nachmani says, no, Kedoshim to you is a separate thing. It's a new idea. It's an additive, and therefore what it means to be holy is to take that which is permitted and to sanctify yourself through that, meaning that even though things are permitted, to be a glutton, to eat, like everything's kosher, but you take it and you don't have balance and you don't have moderation. Kedusha is found in moderation. Kadesh, sanctify yourselves even in that which is permitted. Okay, Rets Ramban, Nachmanides, comes along Rabbeinu Bachai and he opens it up for us. And he explains, you know what Kedusha is? Kedusha is controlling our drives. God created us with two forces. One has the soul, that which is beyond the physical, that spiritual side of man. And then there's the physical man, which has all the different desires for food and for sexuality and for different pulls that we have in our physical realm. And you have these competing forces. Kedusha, sanctification, to be holy, is to take that drive that we have that's pulling us towards the physical realm and taking control of that. And if you control that, that's where you find Kedusha. That's where you become holy, controlling those urges. And actually, Rabbeinu Bachai gives us four categories that we have this competing force. One is actually how we think, our thoughts, how we speak, our speech. Number three is how we eat, consume. And number four is sexuality. So he expands, taking Rashi, Ramban, and he says it's more than just moderation. It's this controlling those forces that pull us towards the physical realm. And it's not just limited to the eating and drinking and sexuality, but it's actually how we think and how we speak. And if we control that urge towards the negative, and we actually go towards the positive and we elevate ourselves in how we think and how we speak, on top of the other two, that's where you find Kedusha. So Rabbeinu Bachai, who comes later from, you have Rashi, who's the earliest of the three, Nachmanides, Ramban, who comes second, and Rabbeinu Bachai on the back end, and he expands, and he explains Kedusha is where we take control of our desires and how we think and how and how we speak on top of the other two. And so here's Kedusha. So God says, I want you to be holy. So take that what we call the Yetzirah, our inclinations that drive us, those energies, and sanctify that. Take control of it, and then through that, that's where you have Kedusha. So that's one idea of the Parsha. One extremely famous additional idea that I wanted to share was V'yahavta l'recha kamocha. It says you have to love your neighbor like you love yourself. So it's interesting, is Hillel, in understanding or explaining this idea of loving your neighbor like yourself, he actually explains it in the negative. He says, don't do to others what you wouldn't want done to you, to yourself. So the question, though, is why would he flip it around? Meaning, here the Torah is telling us in the positive, do unto others, love your neighbor like yourself, like it's a positive action, go and do. But here he's saying, don't do to others what you wouldn't want done to yourself. So what does that mean? So perhaps we can understand that I heard from Rabbi Breidowitz explaining that what it's telling us is, you might say, you know, person, my next door neighbor, my friend, he's not feeling well. He's got a cold. He's got the flu. When I'm in that condition, I love chicken soup. And so I'm going to make him a pot of chicken soup. The reality is that my neighbor has no interest in that. My friend has no interest in that. They actually don't want to be bothered. Or they want 10 other different things, but they don't want that. So comes along Hillel and he adds into this idea of love your neighbor like yourself. And say, wait a second, the truth is, what this means is, that person's not an object, an opportunity for me to do chesed, but rather, what this directive of Ahavta L'Recha Kamocha, to love your neighbor like thyself, is what? Is think about, what does that person really want? And that's what we should do for them. Not what I want, not to project what my desires are on that person, and therefore I will do that for them. Or objectify them, but rather the idea of Hashem is directing us, and Hillel's explaining the what it really means is do for them what they would want, not what you would want. And therefore, he says it in the negative to like explain that get down and underneath this directive and understand what it really means to do for others. And the other idea is that it's not a thought, like I should love that person in the conceptual, but rather in action. It doesn't say v'yahavta et re'acha, but rather v'yahavta l're'acha, it's to go and to do. It's a directive for action. And so we have this idea of holiness, making ourselves holy, elevating ourselves by controlling our desires, and actually really directing them in the right and harnessing them and taking them in the right direction, and then at the same time acting and doing for others like we'd want done for ourselves. Hashem should give us the strength in these crazy times to be able to bring light into this world by being holy people, by elevating ourselves, by making ourselves loftier, and at the same time and really along the same lines, bringing light into the world by doing for others in the most genuine way possible. Wishing everybody a great Shabbos.